as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
Terry Moss for everybody. We love you. Thanks very much. It's 1 minute past 12 noon at KHJ Los Angeles this April 1st, 1983. Here's a news update with Lori Lerner.
Thanks, Terry. Lots of changes today. Have you called the information operator? You get right through. No more recording. No more irritating voice thanking you for looking something up that you didn't want to look up. 20 freebies a month, then Pacific Telephone will charge you 15 cents per call. You could still get all the free 411s you want, though, from General Telephone. However, we have to tell you that GE is asking for a $369 million rate hike, which, if granted, would nearly double phone bills. So go ahead and make all those GE 411 calls you want. Another big change today. You probably noticed it if you got gasoline. President Reagan's nickel-a-gallon gas tax plan is now in effect. The money will be used to repair the nation's highway system and create lots of new jobs. We'll talk to some of you about that.
If that's what the money was actually used for, I think it would be a good thing.
It seems like that they should have the funds to take care of the roads and necessities, because, after all, they're taking it out in taxes and everything else.
If they would repair some of these roads with that nickel, then fine. But if I don't see any results in it, then I feel like I'm just throwing my money away.
I'm all for it. I think it makes sense. It's going to provide employment, and then we're going to get better highway system.
Another change affecting waiters and waitresses. As of today, they are required by law to claim 8% of their total sales as tips. IRS spokesman Wilson Fadley says the government hopes to get an extra $1 billion a year in revenue.
Keeping some sort of diary or something on a daily basis and recording tips might be an acceptable form. If they reported them all to their employer, that's what the employer uses to withhold, like Social Security taxes and things from. So if they did what they're supposed to do under the law and reported all of them to their employer, then that could serve as a record also.
The IRS says there will be problems, big money problems, for waiters and waitresses who do not comply with the new rule. In Santa Monica, the judge in the Groucho Marx case has refused to declare a mistrial and at the same time refused to order any more financial punishment for Aaron Fleming. The Bank of America wanted her to return certain properties as well as over $400,000. She still has to pay but gets to keep the property. You know that huge mansion on Sunset Boulevard, the one with all those graphically painted nude statues out in front? Well, it belongs to Sheikh Al-Fawzi, who is in Saudi Arabia, being sued by his 24-year-old wife, who lives in a bungalow in back of the house. She is divorcing him, and the judge says she is entitled to half his fortune, and he's worth $6 billion with a B dollars. Well, this noon hour, millions of Americans are going to Good Friday services. In Jerusalem, Christians are walking along an ancient street where Christ walked to his crucifixion 1,950 years ago. Lots of Easter events planned for the South End. We certainly hope your family has a real super holiday, and you could do the kids and bunny rabbits a favor by not buying your kids any little chicks and rabbits this Easter.
They're darling. They're so cute, you can't help but fall in love with them. But the love stops when they start making a lot of noise, waking the neighbors, drawing flies, feces all over the yard. You're out watering constantly. So between the noise, the odor, and the neighbors and everything else, and various restrictions in some areas, ultimately one must get rid of the animal.
Okay, that's animal activist Nancy Fraker. It is going to be a glorious Easter weekend. Sunny and warm, although not as warm as it has been. Highs today in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, highs will be in the mid-70s with decreasing winds. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. It's currently 81 degrees in Northridge, 76 in Redondo Beach, and here in Hollywood, 81 degrees. I'm Lori Lerner on 93 KHJ.
93 KHJ, the most memorable radio station of Southern California, again dares to be different. After careful consideration, the management of 93 KHJ have decided to bring the boss back to Southern California. It may be April Fool's Day, but this, we pledge, is no joke. For Southern California, the boss is back. To stay.
KHJ Los Angeles.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
93 KHJ. It's now or never, my love.
We'll never die, and I love her.
Gentlemen, you are listening to a sneak preview at 93 KHJ. The Boss is back. You are hearing it now. Presented especially for you by its originators, the KHJ personalities. As we bring back The Boss for the second time in Los Angeles, you may hear changes in other area radio stations. This is no coincidence. Some stations may try to copy KHJ's sound, and we cordially invite them to try. We will be giving other stations on-the-air programming information and examples of how Los Angeles radio should sound. Then we ask you to listen and compare. Listen to the overall sound. Listen to the air personalities. Listen to the music. Count their records for examples of pre-KHJ radio. May we recommend that you dial KFI at 640 on the dial and KRLA at 1110 on the dial. Compare their sound. Then rejoin us as we continue our sneak preview. The Boss is back.
93 KHJ.